Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. It may be hard to believe, but researchers are still learning new things about the anatomy of the human body. Two knee surgeons in Belgium found a previously undescribed ligament in the human knee. It seems to be important for people with anterior cruciate ligament or ACL tears. Now, even after successful ACL surgery, some people continue to have their knees give out during activity. These researchers are trying to figure out why. They started by checking out reports of the existence of an additional ligament located on the knee. Well, that turned out to be correct. Their research shows the presence of what's called the anterolateral ligament, or ALL. More research shows knees that give out in patients with ACL tears are caused by an injury in the ALL ligament. They're looking at surgical ways to fix this, and it's published in the journal Anatomy. And from Mayo Clinic, palliative care, a specialized multidisciplinary team approach for caring for seriously ill people and their families, is often reduced to end-of-life care. This misconception has led to palliative care involvement being introduced late in an illness, when its interventions are no longer beneficial or no longer desired by the patient. An article in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings describes 10 things palliative care clinicians wished everyone knew about palliative care. Things such as palliative care is appropriate at any stage of serious illness, and palliative care enhances health care value. Here's Dr. Elise Carey.
I think what people worry about when they get us involved is that that somehow means they'll die sooner, and that isn't what we see. We see people's symptoms get better controlled. We now have some evidence that it's not true, but when people's symptoms are better controlled, they can function better, they can do more, their body isn't as stressed. We have every reason to believe that that's a good thing for helping them live not only better, but maybe even a little bit longer.
And now, looking for what's behind the pain of fibromyalgia. New research shows a disruption of brain signals for reward and punishment contributes to increased pain sensitivity. It's called hyperalgesia. Researchers say this might contribute to widespread pain and lack of response to opioid therapy. Now, fibromyalgia is a chronic musculoskeletal syndrome characterized by widespread joint and muscle pain, plus other symptoms such as fatigue and sleep problems. Researchers from Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School say their findings suggest people with fibromyalgia may have altered brain responses to the expectation of and relief from pain. They say more studies needed to figure it all out. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.